Good evening, Audio Boo. Just a little... bird noise there. Just a little update on the situation with the microphones and editing using an iPhone solely as the tool for basically podcasting. I've been doing a podcast for a website that I'm running now called peakroots.com, and I think I've made 4 or 5 shows so far, and I'm just editing the most recent episode that I recorded a few days ago in the Peak District. And I always seem to use Memo Recorder to record the little snippets of audio, and then I've been using GarageBand on my Mac at home to stitch it all together. I have a few other programs like Audacity that I've used in the past before, but GarageBand just seems, it's just too easy. It's just easy. And it's got a specially built podcasting mode, which basically just makes it easier for people who aren't skilled, shall we say, in audio editing, just to piece things together quite easily. And I've been looking for a while now for something, a solution, so I can do everything from the iPhone. I know McColgan, he and I have struggled really with finding microphone solutions to combat the wind noise. And for my birthday the other day, my girlfriend bought me a Belkin live-action microphone, which is specially for the iPhone. This particular model she bought was for the iPhone, which I must say, another thank you there to Pilgrim Chris, because he recommended that one that she, for her to buy. And I gave it a quick go the other day, and I'm quite impressed with it. I do need to get a little windsock style foam device to combat some of the wind noise, but as a microphone, it works really well. It picks up, well, it picks up exactly what you want it to pick up. It's got a broad mode, which would pick up general noise and just talking and things like that, but then it's got a more direct setting, which you could use if you were filming a presentation or a seminar or something like that. But yeah, I've been using GarageBand on the iPhone, and over the last couple of hours I'd been editing the most recent episode of the podcast and using GarageBand on the iPhone, and it seems like a really easy solution. Obviously, I recorded all my snippets in the Memo app on the phone, so I had to go into iTunes, download the memos from the phone, and then drop them back into GarageBand using the feature in iTunes where you can chuck things in through the back door, so to speak. But I think from now on, I've been really impressed with GarageBand. I had a play with it a while ago because just making a few little songs or whatever, just a bit of a time-wasting exercise. But yeah, I think I shall be using GarageBand now and for my future podcasts to record the audio straight into there and then sequence it all out using the sequencer and edit it. And it's really powerful, but easy. It's the editing is just really easily done. So yeah, I just thought I'd bring everyone up to speed on my thoughts about that. And it is the Belkin live action microphone that I've got. I think it was around about £40. I think she bought it from a website in America, and I've been really impressed with it. It fastens onto the top of the iPhone. There's a little device that you can screw it on, and it'll sit there nice and snug, and it just works really well. But I will be getting a little bit of foam or just one of these cheap little wind socks off eBay just to cover the microphone itself to prevent wind noise. But yeah, I think that's my solution. GarageBand for recording and editing, and the Belkin live action microphone. So that'll make podcasting and audioing via the iPhone perfect. Okay, goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all again soon.